This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and Rabbi Yeshua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh. Pasuk Perek Tes, Pasuk Chaf Beis says, after the Karbonos of Yom Shmini L'Miluim were brought, the Pasuk says, Vayisa Aaron es yodo vayivarechem. And Aaron lifted his hands to Klal Yisrael and benched them. What was the bracha that he benched Klal Yisrael with? And Rashi says, Berches Kahanim Yivarecha Yo'er V'Yisa. The three brachas of Berachas Kahanim, Yivarecha, Yo'er, and Yisa. And the Har Tzvi, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, asks three questions. Firstly, how did Aaron bench them with Berachas Kahanim if Berachas Kahanim was not written until later in Parshas Nosai? So how can he bench them with that bracha if it wasn't stated yet? Secondly, asks the Har Tzvi, once Rashi says that he benched them with Berachas Kahanim, why is it necessary for Rashi to specify what Birchas Kahanim is? Yivarecha, Yo'er, and Yisa. We know that Birchas Kahanim is Yivarecha, Yo'er, and Yisa. And finally, ask the Har Tzvi, what is the Lashon we use in Birchas Kahanim? Borchenu v'abrocha ha'mishuleshes ba'Torah. Bless us with the triple brocha written in the Torah. Haksuva yidei Moshe, written by Moshe, ho'amura mipi Aharon, which was said by Aharon. What is the bracha coming to add that it was said by Aharon? Once it states that it was written in the Torah by Moshe, why add that it was said by Aharon? The Har Tzvi explains that even before Hashem said Berachas Kahanim in Parshas Nosai, Aharon b'yom shmini l'miluim was mechaven to that bracha on his own. And that is why Rashi stresses that Berachas Kahanim is Yivarecha, Yo'er, and Yisa, to tell us that Aaron wasn't just mechavin to the basic bracha of Berachas Kahanim. Rather, he was mechavin to the exact bracha, the bracha that will be said later on, the exact bracha of Yivarecha, Yo'er, and Yisa. All three brachas Aaron was mechavin to earlier b'yom shmini l'miluim. And with this, the Har Tzvi explains the Lashon HaBracha. Baruchinu v'abrocha mishleshes ba'Torah, ha'kesuva ayidei Moshe. Bless us with the bracha that was written by Moshe. But even before it was written by Moshe, Ho'amura mipi Aharon, it was said by Aharon b'yom shmini l'miluim, who was mechaven to that exact bracha, which will be taught to Klal Yisrael at a later time. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the Pasuk says at the end of Parsha Shmini, after having listed which animals are kosher and which ones are not, Pasuk says, Lahavdil ben atomei uven atar, in order to distinguish between that which is tomei and that which is tar, and between a creature that may be eaten and that which may not be eaten. And the Vilna Gaon asks that the Pasuk starts off with the negative and then says the positive. Lahavdil bein tomei uvein tar. It starts with tomei and then says tar. However, afterwards, the Pasuk continues uvein achaya hane'echeles uvein achaya asher lo yisayochel. It starts with the positive, chaya hane'echeles, and then says the negative, uvein achaya asher lo yisayochel. Why doesn't the Pasuk keep to one sequence? If it starts with tomei and then tar, it should follow with uvein achaya asher lo yisayochel, and then uvein achaya hane'echeles, keeping with the sequence of that which is unfavorable first, and then saying the one which is favorable. The Vilna Gaon answers with a Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei Beis. The Mishnah says, Ubra Shehericha. If a pregnant woman smelled food or drink on Yom Kippur and craved for that food or drink, Machilin Oisa at Shetosh of Nafsha. We feed it to her until she feels relieved, because by not eating it, it may put the mother and the fetus in danger. And the Gemara relates two incidents relating to this halacha. First, the Gemara says that there was a certain pregnant woman who smelled food and craved for it on Yom Kippur. Osu lekame de Rebbe. They came before Rebbe and asked him what to do. Rebbe said, go whisper in the ear of the woman that today is Yom Kippur. Perhaps that will contain her craving. They whispered in her ear, and she accepted what they said, and the craving subsided. The Gemara says that the baby that came out of this woman was Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara then relates a similar story, where there was a pregnant woman who craved for food on Yom Kippur. This time they brought the question before Rabbi Hanina, and he answered the same way as Rebbe did, and told them to whisper in her ear that today is Yom Kippur. But this woman did not accept the whisper, and she continued to crave the food. And the Gemara says that this woman gave birth to a Rasha whose name was Shapsai Oitzer Peri. Shabsai, the hoarder of produce. He was a market manipulator who caused prices to skyrocket by hoarding large supplies of produce. So the first woman gave birth to Rabbi Yochanan, and the second one gave birth to Shabsai Oitzer Peri. The Goyin says that our Pasuk is alluding to this Gemara. The Pasuk says, Lahavdil bein atomei uvein atar. If you want to know the difference between giving birth to a Tomei like Shabsai Oitzer Peri and giving birth to a Tahar like Rabbi Yochanan, the answer is, bein achaya hane'echeles uvein achaya asher lo yisayochel. Chaya can mean a wild animal, but in the Lashon HaGemara, Chaya refers to a woman that is giving birth. The difference between the Tomei, Shabsai Oitzer Peri, and the Tahar Rabbi Yochanan is bein achaya hane'echeles, the pregnant woman who ate on Yom Kippur, uvein achaya asher lo yisayochel, and the pregnant woman who did not eat on Yom Kippur. So the order of the pasuk l'fi l'goyin is very good. The difference between the Tomei and Tahar is the chaya hane'echeles, who gave birth to the Tomei, and the chaya asher lo yisayochel, who gave birth to the Tahar. Therefore, the order is correct by saying Tomei and then Tahar, followed by chaya hane'echeles, and then chaya asher lo yisayochel. Because Tomei v'chaya hane'echeles go together, as does Tahar v'chaya asher lo yisayochel.